To the rest of the partying world, Vegas was the new cool.
Je suis le petit
Mercury's Wake, Season 1, Before Chaos, Episode 5.
Room service! I was back in the trenches of the Caesar's Palace kitchen. I love the sound of stress.
Well, if it ain't Foghorn Leghorn, sauntering in late as always.
You love me, Danny. You always will.
Yeah, I love you so much, I'm giving you the sexy voice in 1612.
Not my game.
Well, she ordered oysters, champagne, and caviar. Now that's promising.
Boz, my man, do me a large favor. Take this to the Marcus Aurelius Villa.
What's up with you?
A gig.
I didn't hear that. You better get a career out of this.
And just pray my audience is drywalled.
Drywalled?
Hey, come on, my man, where have you been?
Not hanging with the fools, fool.
Kidget was a budding comedian, hoping to ride the wave of stand-up success.
It means you've had way too many drinks.
What kind of a name is Tidget?
You'll never forget it.
Dude, you'd be better off calling yourself Giffy. All you'd have to do is repeat yourself.
Great idea. Back to the drawing board. Back to the drawing board. Back to the drawing board. Back to the drawing board.
Stop, would ya?
Back to the drawing board. Back to the drawing board. Back to the drawing board.
For some reason, no one sticks around. Wait a minute. I got a plate of cannoli for you to deliver to Mr. Carreri.
Shoot, Danny, I got a lot going on. Who?
Short answer, a boss. Don't fuck up.
Yes, sirree. I'll be back.
Sebastian, Christian, or Carl Philip?
Only one. Sebastian.
You've inspired me, boss.
Good going. Now I gotta hop.
1612, boss. She's got seafood on the brain.
Now he's taking a bee soup. Up his down, he's a bee soup. Swear his mouth.
Room service.
Oh, you're too young. Sorry, I was expecting someone else.
Oh, the button, Danny. 1612 stood at the door waiting naked, except for a pair of red suede high heels.
Well, come on in. It's colder than Billy B outside. Huh? You ever channel your mom? I just did. And don't get any ideas. I'm a card-carrying nudist.
This goes down in the books.
Can I ask you something? Am I getting charged for the stuff in the icebox?
The what?
The icebox.
You mean the minibar? Afraid so.
Where are you from?
Kentucky. You Southern?
Sort of. Texan.
I never met anybody from Texas.
Well, such as it is, I'm not sure a whole lot of people'd want to meet someone from Texas.
Well, ma'am, ain't that true of a lot of places? You want me to open your champagne?
Would you plate something for me, too? I love it when room service people plate. It's so five-star.
You might imagine I was sweating for a range of reasons. To start, she was naked. The room was overheated, and the television had, the adult choices on. I didn't know where to look. You know, ma'am, I don't think I've ever seen a room at Caesar's decorated like this. You must be special.
It's for a magazine shoot. I call it 69. It's very retro.
You a decorator?
Interior designer. One of my many passions. Oh, honey, cheers to that. Look, your bitty cheeks match my shoes. My name's Candida, Candida Maxima. Why don't you bring me an oyster? I'll eat on the lectus, Roman style.
At home, we call that a chase lounge. Here you go.
Darling, not too close. I'm not interested in the sexual so on and so forth. Let's face it. Fantasies are better.
I see you're reading that book.
John Kay? Yes. I give it to all my strippers. Everyone gets something from it, even if they just fell off a turnip truck. Why don't you read my favorite passage? Aloud.
Tonight's motif was reading. I wasn't sure how I felt about that. I am lonely.
But not as lonely as I was on Earth. All those days where there was no human interaction, no good mornings, no hellos, just the car, the phone, the script of my life, indelibly printed onto the fabric of my life. I've always hated the color beige. Everything falls away. Family and friends eventually roam and disperse. Our children evaporate in their inner trajectories while building their data profiles to sit in a virtual suburb of data.
Oh, honey, let me read the next part. I just gotta get my mouth around those words. Mercury.
Do you read me?
My God. You're a woman.
I beg your pardon?
It's been forever since I've spoken to a woman.
That's rather objectifying and worrying.
That is objective without objectifying. Whatever vessel holds the spirit of a woman cannot disguise it.
Mercury, there are several things that require immediate attention.
Tell me, when were you hired?
I've always been here.
But I've not spoken to you before.
Different shift? Now please, Mercury, there are a few things that must be dealt with immediately.
I don't care. They can wait. I want to revel in the sound of a woman's voice.
All right. What should I say?
Anything.
I've got it. It's from To Have and Have Not. You know that movie?
Of course. Bogart and Bacall.
I love Bacall. She was unafraid.
Surely you're not afraid.
No.
But we live in fragile times. Here. Take it.
Are you giving me this book?
Yes.
Thanks. Hey, there are two tickets to Weirdo Cool's Wild Ride in here.
Oh, no. You take them, too. They were a gift I'd rather not receive.
You just gave me the perfect date.
Y'all gotta spread the love.
Whatever was behind that door wasn't a purse accessory.
Who is it?
Room service? She opened the door for action. Enough for one of the dogs to push his big snout out like a door jam.
He likes men's shoes. Go figure. Boris, get back. Don't mind them. I can't go anywhere without them.
Didn't I careen into you this afternoon?
The day has certainly had a catastrophic edge to it.
Sorry again.
Let's face it. I was an easy target.
Where's the villa butler?
Boris and Clyde. I'm secretly relieved.
I'll set up. Where would you like to eat?
Not the dining room. Too many place settings. I guess the living room is fine.
You call this a living room? I'd call it a throne room.
You're right. I've spent most of my time in the kitchen. Let's set up in the dining room after all.
I'm assuming this plate of raw meat is for them.
Oh, yes. I don't touch the stuff.
How should I do this?
I'll hold them out here, and you put the meat into the bowls in the kitchen.
Hurry up. They're getting impatient. Oops, they're heading your way.
Man, I now understand why the butler took off.
I guess resource aggression is inadvisable in seriously large dogs. Otherwise, they're angels.
They might be gods. Now, for your dinner. Madam, I shall call out the table set. Top plate, a small jar of beluga caviar and white toast. Upper left, three tiny bowls of chopped hard-boiled eggs, finely chopped onion, and dill. Left of spoons, a plate of blue Otoro sashimi, adorned with more caviar and a lemon wedge. Final touch, a large silver platter with a cloche cover. Contents unknown. You certainly have good taste in fine food.
I'm on an expense account.
Your Thermidor?
Crab or lobster?
Lift off and the clock has started.
As I understand it, the order was for lobster, Thermidor. Would you like to return it for something else?
No, it's fine. I mean, I don't often eat lobster, but it's good, right? It's tasty, right? Come on. It's lobster. I don't eat meat. I'd give up fish, but that would leave me with vegetables. And I'm told they also cry when they're killed. We just can't hear them. Doesn't leave you with much choice.
Champagne.
Cheers. Maybe we should eat our dead.
That reminds me. I got a tray of cannoli to deliver. Apologies again for this afternoon.
At least I look a bit more dignified.
You look great.
I feel I should know your name after everything we've been through.
I'm English-Irish by way of Arizona, by way of Kentucky. That's how my first name's Boswell and my last name's O'Reilly.
It's some name, the Boswell part. English?
We think it comes from the family Westerhazy.
Hungarian?
He was a laird.
Scottish?
Maybe.
What side of the family?
My dad's.
That's it?
Very perceptive. My granny's Mexican.
And your mom?
Fully Irish, except we think there might be some Cherokee in her.
I guess it's encouraging that Americans spin romantic connections to indigenous people who were killed off in one manner or another by our ancestors. But then, who am I to judge? I'm Jewish. Ancestry is everything.
We had a certified genealogist do our family tree. Great Aunt Betty. She's dead.
Sorry for your loss. I'm an Ashkenazi Jew. According to one study, we live longer. I had my DNA traced.
Oh, man, I gotta do that. It would probably clarify a lot of stuff. Aunt Betty was a cracker, but she did like a large mint julep.
I wouldn't hold that against her. So, do you like working at Caesars?
Actually, I'm here to gamble. I need to make enough money to get with the high rollers.
I would have thought that room service is a steady gig. Gambling is risky.
There are formulas.
Really? What can you tell me about gambling, Boswell?
I got a muse. She comes to me whenever I'm faced with a problem. She sure got me through calculus.
A muse?
Maisie.
She's got a name? Oh, okay, why not? So, Maisie speaks to you in moments when you are testing the odds?
When the odds are testing me.
Oh, I've never considered playing the odds. Don't we all have the same script? You know, grow up, do well in school, go to college, graduate, play a little bit before you hunker down into a job. Build your 401k enough so someone will look after you when you're old?
No. Ma'am, are you okay? You sure you want to feed that super expensive sashimi to your dogs?
Oh, boys, go away. This isn't for you.
I see you're wrestling. With that sashimi there, signs I gotta hop. Anything else I can get you?
I don't think so. I'm good.
Something lonesome about her. Sure, she was older, but smart, funny, and good looking. Some people see life like it's a lobster trap. Younger, smaller lobsters can escape. But the older, larger lobsters can't. They're trapped in an inevitable destiny. Was she trapped? Come on, she could look after herself. She was staying in the Marcus Aurelius villa, and she was on an expense account, which meant she was successful on her own terms.
Thanks again, Boswell. Oh, and here's a tip.
Call me Bozzy. $100?
Is that all right?
Do you want me to break this?
My name's Rhea. Rhea Quackenheimer. And no, keep every bit of it. I don't gamble, so I'm more than willing to splurge on what gives me hope.
I like your tunes.
Yes.
Wow, shocker. What are you doing in this elevator?
I was helping a 90-year-old nuclear physicist to her room in the tower. What a conversation. Oh, yeah, so I got my taxi permit back in the power seat. How's Trix?
late.
Oh, and that, you know, that creep in the bar asked me for a pen and wrote this on a napkin. Yeah, I could barely read it too. It's a quote.
Nothing matters to me. I have nothing. I suppose I am nothing.
JKM. Oh, and then he left something next to his whiskey glass, a sliver of paper saying,
"You're a vegan. It shows."
It was weighted by a glass tear, you know, like the Man Ray photo? Weird.
But kind of fascinating, huh?
I'm just glad I'll be back driving a cab. You know, at least you know what you got. You know, you got a window between you and the passenger. And this is me. I'm going to celebrate my newest cab license at Qua. Private party.
Good going.
Oh, sorry. This is me. See you, boss. Hey, girl.
Great. It was a
piece. It was spinning as I dashed into the kitchen.
Boz, I made a delivery tonight, and we both nearly broke her Roman lectus.
Oh, my God. You delivered again to 1612?
And I'm marrying her tomorrow. You're invited, of course.
You're marrying Candida Maxima.
We took one look at each other and knew.
That's a little weird.
What's weird? This is Caesar's. We have about 30 vaccines, and give me a break. I'm a sad, lonely man who works in this antiseptic basement. Tonight was a piece of heaven.
Don't you think you might want to go on a date?
Date? Boss, this is Vegas. We get hitched when we're drunk on love and divorced before the hangover. Short and sweet like a Hollywood romance. You're coming, right?
Dude, I don't know. When is it?
2 p.m. Getting our Elvis on.
The Graceland Chapel tomorrow? I'm bartending.
Come on, your family.
Sure, okay. But I'm late. Let me repeat that. I was running late on a mafioso's room service order.
The service elevator is down again. You're gonna have to go rogue.
Danny, I didn't know I was running special ops.
Finally. Okay, excuse me, pardon me. Excuse me. Oh, thank you. Oh, coming through. Oh, ma'am, I am so sorry. Oh, no, my fault. Oh, lady, no, no. That lady's gonna drop her wallet out of her handbag. Miss!
Are you following me? Stop it.
You drop this. Yeah.
I'm from New York.
Yeah, no.
I know Kraft Maga.
Yep. I know you got a little dog.
Don't touch my dog.
But stolen identity has a way of killing the old vacation. Didn't think you wanted to lose that in the casino, so give it to
all
you.
Right. Oh, you're good to do that. I appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you so much. Can I do something for you?
No? Yeah. Oh, no. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Well, okay.
All right, now.
Come on, baby.
They cannot get any worse.
Excuse me.
Right. Yep. All right. What floor are we heading to? There next one. Okay, yeah, that's fine. I got it for you, no problem. All righty. Okay, heading to the next floor. All right, and here we are. Okay, you have a great day now. All right, bye-bye. Moving on. All right, yeah, no, enjoy your stay now. Okay, door's closing. Hold that door. Hurry up, Al. I'm so late. Oh, go.
Whoa. Did you say something?
No, it's being a gnat. Couldn't even begin.
I like this look, by the way. It's kind of a handsome renegade robbing a stagecoach after he's been to a fancy dinner and left his jacket behind.
I can't even take it off for an elevator ride or a walk through the casino. When I'm on duty, that is.
Duty? Sounds like you're on patrol.
You out for the night?
Not exactly. I'm on zombie patrol. I like Caesars when most people are asleep. Besides, I needed to get out of my room for 10 minutes. That great big bed could turn me into a narcolept. Is that a word?
Not sure.
There's meant to be a spa somewhere in this tower.
It's only open during the day.
Oh. I don't do day.
You did this afternoon.
Yeah, well, while on the tender trail, I bumped into the Kino room instead of a hookup. I'm pretty sure that room doesn't exist, and whatever happened this afternoon was just a dream.
Parallel universe. Dreams aren't that real. Look, I know what I said when I left the room. I know you don't do tender.
If I'm useless at auditions, I'd be hopeless at tender. Bozzy, I used to bartend.
It's a job, Imani. I'm just 22. I appreciate what you're trying to say, but let it go. People don't have to always make good on every stupid thing they say.
I grew up privileged, and I hate that about me, but my parents didn't spoil me, and they certainly didn't tell me what to do. I might have been better off if they'd done so.
Now, there goes that past tense again. You like to keep things to yourself.
Believe me, you wouldn't want me to do otherwise.
Imani, it's okay to fall down.
Is it okay if I crash and burn?
I wanted to ask you. Oh, jeez. Six. This is my floor. I gotta bounce.
Listen, I'm staying at Caesars anonymously. I don't want my ex finding me or trying to find me. But then, he's in LA with a kajillion beautiful women. Silly me.
My muse will find you.
Your muse? You mean your intuition?
No. My muse. Her name's Maisie.
Bozzy, I'm staying under the name Alice in Wonderland, spelled A-L-I-C-I-N. Not sure your muse would find me.
Oh, I sure hope that pop-up Kino exists. I'd hate it if you were a figment of my imagination.
Up is down, give us a bee suit. Square is round, give us a bee suit.
Now I gotta hop.
Give us a bee suit, give us a...
I'm late.
Brother, tell me why you stick it out. Hanging on the street.
Great. The door to the boss's suite was, open.
Anyone here? Hello? Room service? Anyone here? Considering this was a mafioso suite, silence wasn't fortuitous.
What the hell? There was a page torn out of a book on the threshold of the suite. Don't touch it, Bozzy.
Did curiosity kill the cat?
What the heck? Don't read it, Boz.
When you take yourself into a place of strangers, you'll either be embraced or eaten.
Great. The room was quiet, but for the murmur of local news. The light put a low glow on the suite. Don't go in, Boz.
Honey, you work for the great Caesar's Palace. Do your duty.
Room service? Nothing. The damn cart was making so much damn noise. As I walked further inside, I noticed the door to the terrace was open. A warm breeze blew in with a slight smell of traffic. It was an invitation. Don't go out on that terrace, Boswell. Things are pretty serious when I call myself Boswell. Went out with my jittery cart like it was backup or something. Room service? Stop saying that. I walked to the railing and I looked down at the street below. Oh, I hate hats. Something rustled. I don't know. Maybe it was a bird. Classic. That's a warning, dude. What the hell? He was standing in the shadows on the other side of the railing. Oh, come on. Y'all know which side. Jesus Christ, what the hell are you doing? Don't lean that way, you crazy bastard. This way or we're both going over.
Nothing like a cliffhanger.
Buddy, I don't want to shoot no one. But you heard me cause I had a gun. Take that penny and yourself away. And remember what I said today. So I took that penny back and ran. And I listened to that drifter man. And that penny's with me all the time. Cause the penny's worth much more than a dime. Blackie's great, gives a bee soup. Natty's day, gives a bee soup. Up is down, gives a bee soup. Square is round, gives a bee soup. Gives a bee soup.
Thank you for listening. To discover more, you can find us at www.werglobal.show. The journey continues. Thank you for listening. To discover more, you can find us at www.werglobal.show. The journey continues.